District 32, Business Radio. Insights and inspiration. District 32. By today's business leaders.
Hello, this is Alan Cox from District 32 Business Radio. Today I'm here with Doug Childress from Clarity. Today Doug's going to talk about why businesses are struggling to keep up with technology and the need for change, the vision for a new way to implement technology within a business, and the technology SWOT analysis. Before we get started, Doug, it's thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Alan. It's a pleasure.
Doug, before we get started on the tips, can you tell me a little bit about yourself? How did you, what inspired you to get into the business you're in?
Thanks, Alan. So I've been technical since I've been about 5 years old. I've been in the IT field, telecommunications, voice for 36 years. I came to Australia back in 2001, and I really saw an opportunity back then where Telstra was the monopoly, and we had a lot of different providers doing PBX systems and voice. It was a separate industry. And back then, I saw the need for telecommunications, voice, and technology to really come together. So in the past 13 years, I've been kind of studying the market and looking at a different way of delivering technology, very similar to the way that we consume electricity, water, and gas. So by that, what I mean is technology is really commoditized these days, and I believe that technology itself can be provided as a service or in the same way that we consume those other services like electricity, water, and gas.
What challenges have you had setting up Clarity? I'm assuming you own the business?
Yes, so we're a licensed carrier. We're also ISO 27001 compliant. And those two accreditations that we achieved were very fundamental because what it did was put a stamp of validity on our business. So we now have operations in Brisbane, Sydney, Perth, and we service all of Australia in every location. So we can provide services to any business anywhere via any technology. So some of the struggles that we had in the early days, we needed to actually build a carrier network. We need to build a way to connect the individual businesses into our network. We had to also build a voice network, and then we had to interconnect to all of the cloud providers.
Well, tell me about the voice, just very quickly, the voice network.
So the voice network, what that is we actually interconnect with the likes of TPG, Vocus, Telstra. And through those carriers, we're able to provide voice telephone services across the links that we provide into businesses, like what we hear today called VoIP or SIP. And those services, we actually roll that out and provide that voice experience for our customers. So another part of our infrastructure is about actually providing backup, recovery, and data retention services. And all of these key pieces that I speak of today, when you combine all those together and create that as a service, it makes it very easy for businesses to now consume technology as a service and on a demand basis.
Does that include a lot of infrastructure?
It does for us. But the way that we've actually rolled this out to the Australian market is we go to the market through a network of providers. So these are, we refer to them as external strategic partners or ESPs. And the reason we did this is these partners have the trusted relationships with the end client. And what we do is we bolt our products onto them and then they can increase their value add to their end client.
Are you talking about the carriers then? The Telstras and so forth?
No, actually what we're talking about is the IT consultants. So a lot of the IT consultants around Australia, they've typically not provided the whole telco piece, or they don't provide the voice services. They may or may not be looking to provide cloud services. And so what we can do is we can come in and join forces with that IT consultant and allow them to actually add on our services to their business and actually increase the value add that they have with the end client.
That sounds complex to me.
And that's the point where the business model really started taking shape. The problem in IT is a lot of people over the years, these networks that we use to run our day-to-day businesses, they've become more and more complex. They've become more and more, as we've grown, they've evolved. And the racks in the server rooms have gotten messier and messier. And the IT guys working in the companies have gotten really, really busy working on things that they don't necessarily need to work on. So what I decided to do is to actually make technology as a service. And an example of that is, if I met an IT consultant today, and they typically sold servers and put PCs on desk, but they've never sold NBN, they could join me today and tomorrow they could roll out NBN anywhere in the country, being a one-man IT consultant in Albany, Western Australia.
That's real value add.
That's value add. So all of a sudden, we have external strategic partners in Perth that have now, since meeting us in last July, expanded their business into Victoria, Queensland, and New South Wales without hiring a single person in any one of those three states.
That sounds like good business.
That's good business. And that business model there, we are growing at a phenomenal rate. We're picking up new external strategic partners every single week, and we're showing them how they can connect to us and grow their business 50 to 100%.
I'm still, you'll excuse my ignorance on this, but I'm still a little bit confused as to who the strategic partners are. Like a guy, a single guy who is an IT consultant.
Yes.
Who consults me about my computer at home, getting my iPad synced up with that so that I can get onto voice or VoIP or
yep.
or Clarity. You're in competition with those people, are you?
No, absolutely not. So we're not a competitor to them. What we are is an enabler.
Okay.
So what we do is we'll meet your IT consultant and we'll all of a sudden add NBN to his kit bag.
Okay. I think I've got it.
Okay.
I hope the listeners have.
Good.
I hope they're smarter than I am. So let's move on to the tip. Why businesses are struggling to keep up with technology and the need for change?
Yeah, so a perfect example of why businesses are struggling is, you know, and I touched on this a second ago, in almost every business that we've surveyed in Australia, and this has been hundreds, they are still running a server that is based in their office. And the majority of their workers, if they are able to go home and work, will remotely connect back to the head office. And the head office's IT team, they will enable that to happen. So these IT, these staff of the companies are able to work from home. But in every single case, we hear that those staff are finding it very slow. Sometimes they have to get off because the IT guys are upgrading the systems or whatever the case may be. And what we found is there's a much more clever way of doing this. There's a faster way of doing this. So by putting that local business's data and the servers in the cloud, we can enable these machines to be dynamically scalable. So the issue of speed gets overcome dramatically. We no longer have to go from the home connection across the head office's internet connection to get access to an aging server. We go from the home straight to the internet to the fastest server on the planet where they'll run their applications. So in almost every single case, we can open an iPad or any device that can connect to the internet, and we can run that application faster on that device than they can on the machine under their desk.
Wow, that's impressive.
It's a compelling product.
It is. Compelling's a good word.
It is.
That.
It is.
Yeah. How expensive is that?
Good question. The larger the business, actually, the cheaper the price. So a smaller business, as an example, they could operate for as little as $90 a month, where they would have their desktop on any device. And by any device, I mean they could pick up a brand new laptop, connect it to the internet, and all their data, all their files, and their telephone be on that device within a matter of minutes for a fee of $90 a month.
that's all of the data that's actually on the computer.
That's correct. And the solution that we have leaves zero fingerprint behind. So why that is important is many businesses today, so talking about why businesses need to change, a great example is if you go into a larger organization, they specify you must use their computer and they provide that computer. Well, in a world of clarity, in a new way of delivering technology, I believe we should be able to hire a person. They come in with whatever device they have. They log into the internet and they're on a very secure system, military grade. And when they leave the organization or turn that device off, all of the data is securely kept in the cloud.
You use Amazon, don't you?
We use Amazon. We use Microsoft. We partner with Google and we also partner with Alibaba Cloud. We are agnostic. And by that, I mean, we connect with all the major telco providers. We connect with all the major cloud providers. So from our point of view, when I mentioned we want to turn technology into a service, we worry about which provider we use. At the end of the day, the business, they simply want to log on and run their applications that run their business.
That's true. Yes. That is very true. So what about the vision for a new way to implement technology with a business?
Yeah, so the vision is really, it's commoditized these days. So it should be that a business owner should be able to make a decision at a boardroom table, pass that set of instructions to their executive team, and they should be able to implement that. Typically what happens is the decisions are made at the board, it's passed to the executive team, and the very next person in line is the IT manager. So the IT manager has to rely on their skills and expertise, their supplier relationships, their manufacturer relationships to make the decision of whether or not they can operate within the parameters that the board have agreed. I believe the new way of doing business is technology is everywhere we are. If the board makes a decision that we want to operate in Singapore on a Monday, on a Tuesday, we should be able to operate in Singapore, bearing all the legal and regulatory issues. But if you had the people on the ground and you had the ability to turn technology on at the blink of an eye and enable that person to work, just pick up any device and start working immediately, what a different world we would have. We would reduce the reliance that we have to go to the in-house IT resources to make those things happen.
What about video, like Zoom, for example? Do you...
Absolutely. So while I'm talking to you, I like to look at you, and I think that would be no different than if you had an organization the size of any business, really. You want to be able to see your colleagues, and you want to be able to work with them. Same with your clients. So we've done a full video integration with our product as well. So we can record a video session, record a video or a voice telephone call, and provide that data back to the end client.
Do you have to be connected with the NBN and phones through Clarity to access that part of the service?
No, you do not. So the best part about what we've done is any one of our components. So we provide the telco, as you were saying, NBN. You can connect to Clarity's cloud service from any internet device or any provider. So a lot of times people ask me, well, this sounds too good to be true. What if our connection to the internet goes down? And I said, not to be cheeky, but send your staff to McDonald's and buy a Happy Meal. Connect to the Wi-Fi network and you're back online. It's that simple. So if you can connect to the internet, you can use Clarity. I think the reason businesses are struggling is of the businesses we've surveyed, they're all facing an aging hardware issue. The vendors that are actually making servers and the devices that we have running our businesses, they're starting to shrink and more emphasis is now shifting to the cloud. So it's getting harder for the IT staff to actually, A, be able to afford the equipment that goes into their business, and B, actually finding the range of devices that they may need, because everything is now taking this shift to the cloud. And really, the fear factor is the only limiting factor that's out there right now. Too many business owners, they believe that going to the cloud, what happens if the cloud goes down? It's just like the World Wide Web. It was designed to be nuclear proof. We could lose Australia and the rest of the world would continue to run the World Wide Web. Same with cloud. Cloud technology has been built in a way that it's bulletproof. That doesn't mean that it's guaranteed to never go down, but it's highly available, highly reliant, and businesses can now start to rely more on that, and it's more about just changing that mindset of getting them out of, I've got to see and hold and touch my data, to moving it into a trusted, you know, environment.
So what is a good technology SWOT analysis?
Yeah, good. Well, I've got a few kind of thoughts around that. And one of the biggest things that kind of drives a SWOT analysis is really looking at, as far as the strengths go, the workforce coming up today, they're much different than in my era, which is, you know, in the early 80s. So I've been around a long time. People coming into the workplace today, they expect a lot more freedom, a lot more flexibility, a lot more work-life balance. And the technologies that we're running today, they just don't promote that. In some ways, they do provide the ability to work from wherever you are, but it's only a very limited ability to log in and do your work. So I think as far as the strengths go, by putting in a new technology as a service in a business, you can now allow that younger workforce to work remotely as if they're sitting in the office and as productive as they would be if they were sitting next to a colleague. So I think the strengths around the changing the way we do this lets us work more efficiently. It lets us attract talent. So, you know, in the current sense of looking at how we use technology, we most of the time have to bring the people to the office. I want to be able to take the office to the people. I want to be able to attract a talent in the middle of Australia that might be as highly skilled as someone in the CBD, be a lot more better work-life balance for them to live in that local community. So I think there's a lot of strengths around using new technology to attract new talent in that relation, respect.
It's also going to save a lot of the problems for governments, like in Perth at the moment, and it's going to get worse with traffic.
Absolutely.
Congestion.
Absolutely. You know, you look at traffic, the congestion. Why do we have freeways clogged up from 7:30 in the morning until 9:30? It's because everybody's rushing into one location. My belief is in 10 years from now, we'll probably be using high-rise buildings for serviced offices, not primary spots to operate. And that's what technology is allowing us to do.
I love the idea of being able to access my computer.
Yes.
From wherever I am. That really thrills me, because it's, when you say it's difficult, it's, you can work from anywhere, but there's, and that's the but that gets me, because I'm working with my daughter, who's helping me market a new course that I've created, and we want to share the data, but I've got on my computer, they've got huge drives. We have to get together.
Yes.
At my place, because the information I want, there's a ton of it, is on my computer.
Yeah.
So if I can go up to her or sit in the coffee shop and access my computer, that's so much easier.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the benefits is you should be able to stay at home. She can stay at home or be wherever you are in whatever country you're in. Connect and both of you be looking at the same files and possibly even working on them at the same time. And there's different technologies out there right now, just to be clear on this, that enable bits and pieces of these things to happen. But there's not been a single provider out there glue it together.
That's the impression I'm getting. You've got all of these different aspects and you actually bring them into one.
Together.
The one-stop shop.
It is. Technology as a service.
I really don't like that saying much, but it's true.
It is.
Because it is. It's fragmented at the moment. That's what I find.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what businesses find. So we look at this from an individual level. You see exactly the same problem as a big organization faces. They typically have data all over the place. The security around that data is always a question of being compromised. The way an office might operate in Brisbane is probably different than it operates in Perth or Sydney or New York or wherever. And Clarity's really been designed to bring all of that together to give a seamless experience to every single user, regardless of where they are physically in the world or regardless of the device.
So Clarity is a lot more than just an NBN service. It's a lot more than just telephone connection.
Absolutely.
A lot more than voice.
It is. Thank
and
you.
I don't know if I've been able to get the full feel for what you do because I think it's so big.
Yeah.
It's actually quite a vast undertaking.
It is. And this has been in the making conceptually since 2011. Our first customer was in 2015. And this is drawing on a lot of technical expertise. Like I said, I've been in the industry 36 years. The people on my team, 50% of my staff are technical. And we challenge ourselves every single day to score 5 out of 5 on everything we do. And customer satisfaction, the way they perceive us when they've taken our service, is the absolute key mindset for me.
Very exciting. It is the future, the way of the future. Even with me and my like a micro business, I'm now engaging with people in New York, London, Scotland, Melbourne, Brisbane, all over the place.
Yes.
This will make it so much easier.
Absolutely.
Sounds good to me, Doug.
Thank you, Alan.
This is Alan Cox, just from District 32 Business Radio. I've been talking with Doug Childress from Clarity.com. Doug, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you, Alan.
You've been listening to District 32 Business Experts that educate and inspire. District 32 Business Radio, Business Experts, throughout the hour on District 32, the power of connection.